Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 17th of June. Deliverance by Exanastasis. It is notable that Jesus identified the sign of the Son of Man as being given to an adulterous generation. He was referring to every generation of people who failed to join the travailing death of Christ, that they may be married to him and participate in bringing forth fruit for God, that is, sons of God. Only in this fellowship, which believers join through baptism by water, are they being washed of the filth of the flesh and purged of their blood guiltiness. They are being sanctified and washed by the water of the Word, so that they may be part of a glorious church that is holy and without blemish. The sign of the Son of Man will reveal the delivering power of the Father's exanastasis life in the time of the end. Prophesying of this provision, which belongs to the corporate body of the Son of Man, King David declared, "Give your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maidservant," that is, sons of men who were born as sons of God through the travail of the Bride of Christ. "Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me," revealed by great tribulation, "may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." This help and comfort is the exanastasis life that belongs to sons of God. These are mortal sons of God who live by resurrection life that is outflowing from Christ. This delivering strength will be operating from the time when the Father takes his seat until the opening of the sixth seal, when all the peoples of the earth will say to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 27, Psalm 86, verses 16 and 17, Philippians chapter 3, verse 11, Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 and 17, and Psalm 99, verses 1 to 5. For further study, Philippians chapter 3.